it's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday, the 12th of October, 2013. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 till 12 by the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Oceanview Road, Oniroa. On Saturday the 12th of October, David Basham talked to Brendan Dempsey, the manager of the RSA, and Jill Farmer about a cystic fibrosis fundraising calendar.
Well, I'm very fortunate. I've got Brendan here, the manager of the RSA. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, good morning.
Yep, sorry, I didn't set you up with the microphone.
That's all right.
Okay, so you've got a charity dinner and auction coming up shortly, 19th of October, which is Saturday night.
That's correct.
Yeah. And what's the charity dinner and auction all about?
Right, we're raising funds to get a new van. Our RSA van is running down. It's on its last legs, so we need to replace the van. And we also want to increase the services that the van's always been done. So the charity auction was one way of us to do that, and it's all about getting the van out there for those in the community that need it.
And so this is a van that you can take a wheelchair into?
Yes, that's the idea. We're looking to try and get a fairly new van, if not a new one, depending on how much we can raise for it. But it'll have a disabled access.
Right. I do know about the use of your van because my stepdaughter was able to use it for her son.
Ah.
And we have a great admiration for how generous the RSA was while they were getting their own van from Lotto. And that was just, I mean, the family couldn't be any more grateful.
Yeah, so, no, we're proud to do that. It's just one of the ways that we can help out within the community.
Okay, so what's this charity dinner about and where is it?
Right, it's being hosted at the Goldie Room on next Saturday. So it's all about just trying to raise funds. So we've organised some fantastic auction items, an amazing auctioneer. And it's going to be just a great night.
Yeah, the auctioneer, his name is
John Abbott.
John Abbott. Now, I Googled him, and he's amazing. I mean, he's just out there. He's a public speaker. He does amazing stuff. I'm really, 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 I mean, fun to hear him. Because I think he'll really be able to put it across.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a coup for us to get a hold of him. One of my duty managers at the RSA, Steve, he's really been the driving force behind getting all this organised. And he knew of John, and he said, if we're going to do it, we need John. And John's donated his time. He's come across to the island. And, you know, we're going to have a fantastic night with him driving the auction.
Oh, he would not be cheap. So to get someone to donate the time. And the RSA is, it's a good thing. The people know it and they know what it does. And they're out there to help. Now you've also got somebody else, though. My favourite chef. Anna's going to be there.
Well, unfortunately, Anna's not going to be able to do it. Unfortunately, we were hoping, and we'd brought Anna on when we first started doing it.
Yep.
We were going to hold it in the Anzac Hall because, being the RSA, we wanted to hold it right next door. Unfortunately, the cooking facilities in the Anzac Hall just weren't up to the play.
No, you need a commercial kitchen.
Yep. Yeah. So that's where it really sort of all come down to with Anna. We were so looking forward to having her on board. But the Goldie Room kindly offered their venue for free for
wow.
the auction.
Yep.
The only unfortunate part was that their kitchen runs as their normal operation. So
yep.
We just sort of didn't have enough time in the kitchen for Anna to come on and do the extra preparation that was needed.
Right.
So, but we're hoping that we can do. Yeah, we're hoping we can do something with Anna in the future.
So that won't take away from the evening because you've got that really good guy, and he'll be the MC, I should imagine, and he'll do a lot of stuff, and he'll be fabulous. I think he'll really get the people going because that's what you've got to do.
Yep.
You've got to get people coughing up those bucks. So, what kind of items are you going to have?
We have been so lucky to live on an island like Waiheke, where people generously donate. It's just amazing. I can give you a quick list of what we've got.
People always like to hear that because right. they know what. Oh, I can get some extra money and come along and bid.
So I'll just do a quick yep. runoff. So the Waiheke Wine Tours, they've supplied a wine tour for four people, and that's we've sort of put that in conjunction with Casita Mero Vineyards, and they've put a four-course lunch for four people.
That is a fabulous place to go. Four people. That's a really good...
A four-course lunch yep. plus all... it's just amazing. United Travel, they've donated a travel voucher. Stony Ridge Vineyard, an exclusive wine tasting with the winemaker. Sir Peter Leach, he's come together with a Warriors signed jersey, all framed. It's beautiful. It's the one of the 2011 Grand Final jerseys.
Wow.
He said to us that he's donated one of these to an auction about 4 months ago, and it reached several $1,000 worth. So we're hoping for a lot of...
Oh, you got some leaguies on the island that are, yep. that can cough up some dollars.
We're hoping for a little bit from that. So, we've even got the Bluewood Hotel down in Napier. So we're working on... you got the hotel down there, accommodation, transport to and from the airport, and we're working on it.
Fabulous.
The flights as well. Sky City's come together. Oyster Inn. Fuller's have got some trips around. Golf Sound and Vision, I've got donated a 32-inch TV.
Oh, excellent.
Cowrie Cliffs Golf Resort. Now, this one's quite a good one. It's a round for two plus 50% discount. Now, those golfers out there that wouldn't mind playing at Cowrie Cliffs.
Oh, people would if they're a golfer, they want to be there.
Yeah, that's about a $900 value for that particular one. Man of War, Passage Rock, Fat Snapper Fishing Charters. And we've also had some other people donate. These aren't auction prices, but these are other people that have donated for the auction. So they're the ones that have helped us out with getting the auction all sorted. So Pacific Linen, they're sort of giving us huge discounts on the tablecloths and the chair covers. Countdown's given us $1,000.
Wow.
For food for the auction. Which is just amazing. Dominion Breweries have come together. The Goldie Room, obviously, the use of their facilities. It's
amazing, isn't it?
It's really, really just amazing how much the people have sort of come together. We're going to have Al Reeve playing.
He's good value.
We've got some other entertainment coming around that'll stop off at people's tables and give them a bit of entertainment. The Waiheke Hire Centre, Gilmore's and Raw, they've all chucked in some veggies as well. So just amazing.
Fabulous. Yeah, because people don't realise you've got to get all the stuff to get the room looking right. If the room's not looking right, you've got to get the atmosphere.
Yep.
There's a lot of work. And have you got a committee? Obviously got a committee organising this.
Well, generally, most of the work has been done by Steve. He has put hours and hours and hours into this. And I just can't thank him enough. You know, I gave him the idea... To go out there and you know, he's just taken the bull by the horns and he's just gone for it. It's just amazing.
That's amazing because it takes... So I've been involved in organising something like this, and honestly, I was asked if I wanted to do another one, and I went, no thanks. Because you worry about it too.
He might be saying that about now, We've both had a few sleepless nights.
But it's a good organisation to promote. That's the good thing. You've got the product that everybody knows. There's no product awareness or anything have to be done. Everyone knows the RSA. And I can see in your ad here, you've got quite a few people listed as sponsors. And also getting to and from the venue, Island Taxis, 20% discount.
Yep.
See, that makes a difference, encouraging people not to drink and drive.
Well, that's part of our host responsibility. We are responsible hosts, and that's just something we don't want people drinking and driving. So 20% discount, and I'm pretty sure I understand that they're bringing out their new van for the event. So
pretty flash.
Yep, it'll be excellent.
And so this will provide the community service shuttle, a new shuttle. And I must admit, I mean, I agree with you that the other one, you know, I'm not criticising it but I can share that with people. It is getting old and it gets a lot of use.
It does get a lot of use.
And you need to have something that's really good. You want to be proud of what you get. But I'll never forget you guys for that, for supporting part of my family in what you did. That was just so amazing. And to have a new van and be able to extend that service.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on Waiheke that just don't, they're not able to get around. Mm. And there are other services on the island, which is fantastic, and they all do a great job. But we're looking to, you know, help those people that just can't get down to the supermarket, can't get to the ferry. There's other community groups out there. We lend out the van to the Care and Craft, and they go around and pick up the elderly and take them to Care and Craft, and it's an amazing day out for them.
Care and Craft is a really great organisation, but getting there, I heard them talking recently that getting there, you know, is getting harder and harder for people now.
It is a good organisation, and they do a great job, and they're getting more and more people wanting to go. Obviously, then there's more and more transport issues.
Well, so I know that the people from the Wish Trust that go to Care and Craft, they're great supporters. They love it. We only pick up one person, but we pick up somebody on the way, just a bit, you know, to do and take them back. Yeah. But it is getting people to that, because it's a social thing. It's a lot of fun. They get a lunch, and it's a really great organisation.
Yeah.
But getting out if you're not able to do it.
Yeah, well, Waiheke is the type of community that has lots of great organisations. So we're hoping to help as many of those organisations out as possible. I think it's a bit of a change for the RSA. We were always probably a little bit secluded in ourselves, and we didn't really do much other than supporting our own Waiheke members. But that's a fundamental change in what the Waiheke RSA is. We are looking to broaden our help. We want to help the community. We want to be a major part of the community, and this is just one step towards that.
I think it's great, and you did, as I say, I can't thank you enough for just, that was one person. You just released their life at that stage, because they'd got the electric wheelchair, they'd got everything, but the van hadn't come. And without that, they'd have been, you know, lovely wheelchair, everything fine, but stuck at home.
Yeah.
And it was so generous, and I don't think we talked about that. I don't think you knew my connection.
But I didn't know that, actually.
I'm so, so grateful. The family, I could go on about it all day. I mean, it was just so great. And if you can get a new van, and that gets people out, and a lot more older people living in their own homes now, and that means transport is an issue. So that's the charity dinner and auction at Goldie Room on the Causeway, Saturday the 19th of October. Now, how do they get tickets?
Right, they can call the RSA, which is obviously 372-9019. There's an extension number 3. Just call, the bar staff will answer. They've got tickets there, so you can either stop into the RSA and purchase tickets, and they'll give you the ticket and a receipt. Or you can just ring us, and we'll organise dropping them off to you.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I hope I'm sure that looking at all the things you've organised, and I like the idea. I like the idea of talking. I was saying to someone that my family say my tongue's hinged in the middle and it flaps at both ends. And just to hear the guy do the MC thing would be really, really worth it.
Yep.
Yeah, you've got a real beaut there. Okay, well, thanks, Brendan, for coming in, and all the very best for the 19th, for the charity dinner and auction. So I hope everything goes well for the RSA.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
I have got Jill Farmer in the studio to talk about the island calendar and young women on the island, and not so young, posing for a worthy cause of cystic fibrosis. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. So, what's the calendar all about?
Well, Lucy Hastings, she's the one who set up the fundraiser. She was talking to my daughter, who has, her daughter's got cystic fibrosis. And Danielle was saying that, you know, there's not many people that will donate towards research for CF. So Lucy decided she'd take it upon herself to set this fundraiser up, but she wanted it not to just be a one-night gig, that, you know, it would continue. So she decided to get a group of girls together and do the calendar.
Right. And so there's obviously 12.
Yes.
And
yes.
they ages, I gather, range from a
20 to 60.
20 to 60. Yes. At 20, it's a bit brave to get and have a photograph taken of you, because these are often not done in streetwear.
No, they've gone outside the comfort zones to have the photo shoots.
And I see in the Golf News a number of photographers.
Yes, there's Lenka Tembad and Emma Hughes, Philippa Kahn, and then Charlotte Edwards did 80% of the makeup. There's been hairdressers. It's been absolutely wonderful, the response she's had, yes.
Oh, that's great, because some of these photographers, you know, they don't come cheap if you're employing them.
No, they don't.
They're fair enough. I mean, they've got a real talent, but it's wonderful.
It is, absolutely.
And so the calendar's being launched
this evening at the venue, yes. Luke and Helen, they've generously allowed us to use the venue for the night's entertainment, so it should be really good.
And so that's down at Onitangi, isn't it?
Yes, it is,
that's next to
Charlie Farley's, yes.
Right, that's the... Yeah, I remember that. And that's tonight at what time?
6 p.m.
PM.
Doors open at 6 p.m. and the tickets are $20. And that includes a glass of bubbles and some canapes. So quite a few of the food companies on the island have donated all the food. Gulf Island Food, Four Square, Franco's Bakery, Timatuku Oysters. So, yeah, we've had... they've been all fabulous. Other sponsors, main sponsor was Waiheke Unlimited, and Pukeko, Stuart at Pukeko has done all the graphic design, and it's just been phenomenal, the response we've had. And Lucy just wanted me to say thank you to everyone who's, you know, contributed and donated their time and their money.
It's amazing, because they do get asked a lot,
yes,
and they never say
no. I know.
They always say, yes, we will do it. It's one of the wonderful things about Waiheke. And
it is.
And they give their products, and you really want, you know, if I ever go to one of those, and I get invited quite a lot because of my work, I always think, oh, well, do I buy from those people? Mm. Do I use them?
Yes.
And you've got to use them, because they're really, and the oysters aren't too hard, because I love oysters. I always like to go with a friend who doesn't like oysters.
Yeah, and then
you'll
have
their share.
Yeah. Well, we've also got a silent auction, and lots of people have given us high-end value items to auction tonight, so that should raise some really good money.
I know, just having Gary from the Health Trust in before that, the people gave things when they had the auction for that, and they were really valuable things.
People
are just so generous.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
We've got some really good stuff.
And so, just talking about cystic fibrosis, just for the listeners, what is it actually?
Well, it's a genetic disease, and one in 25 European Caucasian, usually, people carry the gene, the faulty gene. But, you know, it can be, you have to get two people who have the faulty gene to actually have a child with cystic fibrosis. It's really not a nice disease to have. You get sticky mucus on the lungs, and which turns to infection, and you also have problems with the bowel. You have children with CF don't produce enzymes like normal people do, and they have to have given enzymes for every gram of fat that they have. So you're constantly looking at what they've eaten and weighing things and measuring things. And it's quite hard. They have to have physio every day of their life to keep...
And is that to move the
mucus around their system? Yes.
Really? So every day?
Every day.
And that'll
their
help
life.
For how... every day of their life, that will go on for...
Yeah. My granddaughter's had physio up to the age of 5, and now she's using a machine where she blows into the machine, and she can we count so many amounts of sessions she has to do, and that way it's you having to move the mucus around until she can learn to cough it up as well. But
poor little mite.
there's a really in the UK they've just produced a drug, a super drug called Calideco. Now, that's only for 4% of the CF sufferers. It will only treat those for that particular mutation. But hopefully they're going to use it as a base product for others. And it's just, it stops anymore. It doesn't actually reduce what's happened to the lung if there's any damage, but it stops any further damage in the future, and it also helps with the bowel. So all this research is so important. Mm.
So we're not looking at a cure, but we're looking at something that really makes a difference.
There won't be a cure, I don't think, but they are looking at all sorts of things.
And so just so people understand, so that would really affect the growth and the schooling and everything of a young person?
Yeah, it does. You know, my granddaughter goes to school, and everything she eats, they have to give her enzymes for any fat. But you actually turn the whole process of giving your children low-fat, low-salt diets on its head, because my granddaughter needs high-fat, high-salt. So giving her salt and vinegar chips for her morning tea is good for her.
Yeah,
so,
and people would go, no, why are you giving her that?
Why are you giving her a plate of hot chips? You know, but she actually needs
that. She needs that.
The high fat and the high salt.
Gosh.
Yes.
It's a real turn. Yeah. And what does it do for their development? Does it must isolate them a bit from...
They try to keep us keep her fairly isolated from other children up to about the age of three. So she tried to build up, you know, an immune system. But she's just got to lead a normal life, as normal as we can possibly give her. You've got to keep her really fit. Fit and healthy, and doing as much exercise as we possibly can. If you do that and you keep the physio up and you using the enzymes all the time, then, you know, that's all we can do until we find something that will help her.
Yeah, I met a young child quite a few years ago now, but she was so bright and so, you know, I'll be all right, you know.
Yeah.
And she was a walking encyclopedia. She was perhaps 8 or 9, I think. Yeah, and she knew all about it, and she was, and her life had been very restricted, and yet it wasn't getting her down.
She seemed to get
another sort of push from somewhere, and much brighter and cheery. And
well, we all know when we have the flu or, you know, congestion on our lungs, how it feels. Mm. Well, you know, my granddaughter's like that most of her life, but I know she doesn't know any different. But, you know, it's you still know how rotten you feel inside.
As a grandmother, you'd probably break your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, you do, because you don't know that you've got this faulty gene.
No.
And until it rears its
horrible head. And there's nothing can be done.
No, nothing at all. And then you can have 1 in 4 children. So if you had 4 children, you could have 4 with CF, full-blown CF.
Yeah.
You could have none. In your, or you could have carriers. So it all depends on, you know, you just don't know. You just don't know.
And can they do, like, if you have one child, can they do anything
IVF
to make sure?
IVF. Yes, to try and eliminate the,
gene, because you've got to have 2 people with
You've got to have 2 people.
Oh, the chances. I mean, it's... Oh. Yeah.
Well, we came over here and my daughter met her partner, and, you know, what is the chance?
We flew from the
UK, came to live here.
All this way. And she wouldn't have known she had it anyway.
None of us knew because you don't know until
you've had the child.
No. And so my other daughter, she's been tested, and she is a carrier as well.
She is.
But her partner isn't, so...
And you obviously... weren't.
What one of us, either both of us, myself or my husband John, or one of us are a carrier. We've never been tested to find out, because we feel guilty enough as grandparents that we've actually passed this genetic disease
that must
on.
Be. I was just going to say why me, and it must be very difficult.
We don't want to know.
But you can't really go.
No.
Well, what would it achieve
it
by knowing now anything?
We'd just be,
I'm not being awful, but I mean it's true.
That person would beat ourselves up if it's myself
and
or John. You know?
Don't need to. No. What you need to do is support your granddaughter, and obviously you do, because your eyes light up when you talk about and you big smile and working on this is amazing. So tonight at 6 o'clock at the venue, $20 at the door.
Yes, well, they can pay at the door. They can get tickets at Bailey's or Places or Vino Vino's.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. All the good places.
Yes.
And then the calendar's going to be launched.
Yes.
And the calendar's going to be for sale.
Yes, it's on sale at, where is it on sale? I know it's at Placemakers, it's at Take Note. And
I know it's at Bailey's too, isn't it? Someone's.
I don't know whether Bailey's are selling it. It's in there. In the.
I'm just having a look. I've got all the things here.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I'm just not sure. And it says Island Outlet, Salt, Take Note.
Salt, that's
Licorice,
it.
Placemakers, yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Licorice. Oh, yes, sorry, Licorice as well.
That's a nice shop.
Yes.
That's a really nice shop. I've just got our guest coming in. See, she's going to talk about the children's. Fair.
Oh,
it's going to have fairy things and pirate things and all the things I'd like to go and do, I think. I think it's more fun. And they're going to have something called the Strongest Parent.
Oh,
and
really?
We tried to work out what that was, but the Breakfast Boys thought if that was a moral strength, they probably wouldn't win. So that's amazing. So at 6 o'clock tonight,
yes,
what kind
is.
Of entertainment is
They've got a DJ on. We've got... a young lady from CF Society who is going to give a compelling talk, I think. There's some dancers on and there's some background music. As I say, a silent auction. We're hoping to raise lots of money because of all the high-end value
items.
But then
you'll have the
raffles.
Calendar.
The calendar will be on show and it will be projected all evening for people to see and ask Lucy some questions. And
really brave to get
out.
They never really... no one's ever asked me to do one. Quite obvious why. But, you might have done it.
No, I haven't.
Were you tempted?
No.
You weren't even tempted?
No.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Because some people have been very bright. I mean, they made a film about it, didn't they?
Yes.
About the people that did. I think it was stage play in the end as well.
Yes, yeah.
And those are very brave, and I think it's wonderful.
It is. But
the firemen do it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and that sells well. So hopefully you'll get the same kind of sales.
We're hoping so. And as I say, everyone's been so supportive. And
it goes to and it's going to research.
Yes.
So it's not for an island activity.
No,
it's going directly to.
Yes. Yeah, because there's not enough money to in the research to try, you know, to find.
Yeah. So the association will then probably promote your calendar.
Yes.
So it could get sold in all sorts of places.
Hopefully.
Whoa,
yes.
Famous on Waiheke.
Yep. Yep,
oh, how wonderful.
We're looking forward
amazing.
To this evening.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And as you say, you really want to make sure that you get a good response because people do offer some really good things. Do you have any idea of some of the things that are
in
there?
In the auction, yes. Yeah.
Because that always gives a bit of promotion for people.
Yeah, we've got... two nights accommodation for 12 guests at Waiheke Heights. That's valued at $1,950.
How many?
12 guests.
12?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got two nights accommodation at Designer Cottage. A Sir Richard Hadley signed and framed photos.
Whoa.
Excavator or Kanga Hire. Beauty photo shot. See, all the photographers have given towards the...
Yeah.
The, as well as,
and
as giving all
as
their
well.
Time, they've donated.
Oh,
yeah, there's a girls' night with mojito cocktails and beauty therapy. There's signed Vodafone Warriors jersey with the Bulldogs and Warriors.
Really?
An award-winning landscape print of Onirua Beach from Philippa Khan. There's portrait session, Emma Hughes. Carpet cleaning voucher, a V8.
Oh, that's a handy one.
Yes, I've already had someone put a bid on that.
Yeah, want that, don't you?
V8 car helmet, signed by Simon Evans. Dinner at award-winning Casita Miro.
That's
cut and
great
finish
one.
From local hairdresser. Yep. And a bottle of a magnum of Ironclad Bordeaux wine.
Wow.
So from Man of War. So
we've done really well. That's fabulous to get all those because they're a good cross section of things and there's some things that blokes can bid on and they can bump their husband or partner. I'm sure that went on at the last auction I was going to. They're going, come on, dear, don't let him beat you. Come on.
There's a couple of items there that
one of the guys turned to his wife and said, this is coming out of the housekeeping. And she went, stop now. But it was a lot of fun. It can be really enjoyable. Yeah, the solid auction's really interesting.
Yes.
But you'll have someone auctioning the items other items as well, or is it all done by silent?
It's all silent auction.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a real challenge.
Yeah.
Because you really got to keep your mind on what's going if you really
want
something.
Hopefully. I'm the one who's in charge of that, so I've got to try and get all the bids up.
Start big.
Yes.
Scare them off.
Yeah. As much as we can raise, you know, it's just be wonderful.
Oh, and, look, I know someone that gave a whole lot of Beatles records to an organisation.
Really?
And they got $1,000 for them. And that person wouldn't have that person wouldn't have coughed up $1,000.
No,
but they coughed up $1,000 by just giving the record. So they can get often really good money. People pay over the price for them because they can donate, but they get something for it.
Yeah.
And there'll be lots of people wanting all those things. They don't have beauty therapy for guys. I'd be an absolute sucker for it.
You could buy it. You can bid on one of those and have you can have your beauty photo shoot, you can have your hair and your makeup done. And
the hair wouldn't take long. The makeup would be a really... I went into the local beauticians and asked if they did facelifts, and they said they didn't have a jack big enough. I thought I'd miss out on that one. Well, thanks, Jill. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Coming on. That's tonight at 6 o'clock
at the venue. Yes.
And it's $20.
Yeah.
And there's a few things, the little bubbles and
it's canapés. Bubbles and canapés, yes.
When you arrive.
Yes.
And is there a bar?
Yes.
Cash bar there?
There's a cocktail bar as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, so
going to be some fun on those.
It should be really good.
The cocktails can be a bit of fun, can't they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, thank you very much for coming in, Jill.
Thanks for inviting us.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. I'm the one.
Well, there we are. That was Lord from her new album, and that was Royals. What an amazing album, as I said, that she's going to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show next week, I think it is. Well, we're very, very lucky. We've got a Bridget in the studio to talk about the Waiheke Playgroup Spring Fair. Good morning, Bridget.
Morning, listeners.
Yes, and you've got your daughter in.
Yes, Kira Elsie.
Kira Elsie. She's really looking like she's really think this is a lot of fun. And we even get to talk on the radio.
Yes, she's been painting posters.
Oh, has she really?
For the fair, yeah.
I mean, when I was that age, I'd be just terrified. I probably wouldn't have even come in the studio. You're a very bright girl. Yes, she says, who's this man talking to me? He's talking to all of Waiheke. Yes, he is. So, this is the Waiheke Playgroup.
Yes.
Now, tell us about the Waiheke Playgroup to begin with.
Well, we've got over 100 families involved, and it meets three times a week, and the children... We are going to make cupcakes for the fair, darling. Yes, we meet three times a week, 8:45 to 11:30, at the old Blackspool School down in Oniroa, and lots of fun for the little ones under five. Just a nice place where they can play and hang out with their parents or caregivers and have a lovely play in the morning and a morning tea. And it's just $3 a family and a piece of fruit. And everybody's welcome.
That's great. Yes. That's achievable, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
And then we're having our main fundraiser.
Yeah.
We have one once a year.
Right, so this is
Sunday,
the
next Sunday.
Yeah,
not tomorrow, but the 20th.
Fun Sunday after the fourth annual Spring Fair. That's Sunday, 20th of October.
Yes.
18 years of the playgroup.
Yes. 18 years
on the going. 18
yes.
years.
So there's a lot of extended families
out
there.
Of course, you haven't been doing it that long, have you?
No,
I can tell that.
This is my first little one. And we've got a lot of extended families out there that have been to playgroups, so we'd love to see them come along to the fair, past families that have been involved, because a lot of the island has been through playgroup, a lot of the little ones. So we'd love to see everybody next Sunday.
Blackpool School Hall from 10 a.m. to 2, rain or shine.
Yes.
And the Blackpool School Hall. I'm the two of my family went to that school. I didn't, and I would have always wanted to.
It's a great little
spot.
But
my parents, I try to even get people I could, my parents lived in the city. I try to get to live with some people over here, and they were going to let me, but my parents said, no, you're going to stay in. So I went to Parnell School. That was the closest I could get. So it's got an old country fair theme.
Yes, we've got a few British girls on the team, and they've been busy making bunting and lots of lovely crafts and things. They're going to make it look like a village square with bunting around and old fashioned and lots of old fashioned games, gumboot tossing. We're going to have strongest parent. Who's the strongest parent, Kira? Who do you think it's going to be?
Eero's
another local fireman.
Oh, right.
And he's going to be hard to beat.
So there were the breakfast guys this morning when I was talking about the strongest parent.
Yes.
They were trying to work out what would you have to do. Sounds like you have to lift something or carry something.
Yes, I think it's some bricks. They've got to hold them together and lift them up.
Yes.
Is that right, sweetheart? Yes.
Oh, hold them together.
Tricky.
Oh,
yeah.
That's quite difficult.
Yes.
Firemen are going to win that.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, you girls will get them with their shirts off. And yeah, I know, I can tell.
And so it's going to be prizes, lots of prizes.
Oh,
there's going to be
brilliant.
Treasure dig.
Right, so there's three barbecues.
Yes.
Sausages, steak. This is something you hear vegetarian, but now gluten-free.
Yes, gluten-free.
It's a big issue now.
Yes, it is. Mm. We do have a few families that are gluten-free, and we will be catering for gluten-free and the vegetarian.
Because I can remember when a friend of mine, you'd go to the restaurant, and just to make sure she got gluten-free was quite a task.
Mm.
Now, the menus have it all on.
Yes.
I was up at... Oyster Inn, and they had G on there, you know, gluten free. That's really good. Yeah, because you don't want to be felt like that different. And there's a fairy
and pirates theme. So you're welcome to dress up as a fairy or a pirate.
Are you going to dress up?
What are you going to be, darling?
I'm going to be a fairy.
Oh,
you're not going to be a pirate. No, that's boys, yucky, eh?
And mummy and daddy can dress up too, because we have prizes for parents.
Oh, mummy.
The best dressed
daddy in a tutu and, yeah.
Daddy pirate.
Daddy's going to be pirates.
Yeah.
All right.
He can have his pirate pants on.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that going to be lots of fun? I bet you're looking forward to it. And so, now there's going to be vintage amusement games. Yes. Now, tell us about that, because that's really exciting. The old style ones are, I mean, the new ones are a bit techie, but the old ones were really quite fun.
Yes, well, Zach and Willem from Vintage Games Company, they have got their hand-painted carnival games, and they're supplying several games. Duck Pop, which is a cork gun with little ducks.
Oh, so they're simple games. Yes. They're fun.
Yes, and Flapjack is throwing beanbags at things. UFO involves little frisbees. Hooper is some sort of basketball through the hoop type thing.
Yeah.
And Blast Off, that's a beanbag type thing again, throwing beanbags. So really exciting, and they're all hand-painted, beautifully done. They look amazing. I've seen photos.
The vintage ones just look so good. Because I would qualify as having done those myself when I was little.
Apparently, the parents are really into it and quite sort of...
competitive about it.
And they can, you know, want to play with the kids.
Yeah.
So it's for the whole family. So
we went
to the whole family
thing.
Down. And I think it's $1 a game.
So that's not too bad, is it?
No, it's $1 a game. And then you can buy ticket of 6 games for $5.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And so... Have they given that money over, or is
they have supplying these? They're ex playgroup family on the island, based here, totally based on the island, and they're supplying those games for free as a donation.
See, that's amazing.
I know.
I mean, just that alone is something.
It's going to be huge for us, and it's going to appeal to all age groups of kids.
Yeah.
The little ones, we've got the fairy tent and the pirate tent for the little ones. Yeah. So we've got something for everybody.
I used to love pirates when I was young, way back, many, many years ago, when we used to have black and white movies of pirates. I used to watch those.
Yep.
It's been a while. And you got the bouncy castle. Kids just love that.
Yes,
face painting.
Yes.
Some of the face painting these days.
I'll be doing
that
face
stunning.
Painting.
It's just stunning. Yep. They're like tigers.
It's really popular.
It's great. And a treasure dig.
Yes, a treasure dig.
And jumble sale with kids' clothes.
Yes, we'll have a lot of bric-a-brac, kids' clothes, toys, lots of things. We've got a few families that are moving off the island to go and visit family overseas. Mm. They will be coming back again, thankfully, but they are supplying a lot of toys and things.
Oh, well, that's handy, because kids grow out of clothes really quickly.
Yes.
And so if you can get some clothes,
there'll be some bargains, I tell you.
Yeah.
And there's even a dryer down there someone's donated.
Oh, really? Someone's donated. Yeah. Well, you know, these things are so important.
We've got over 40 sponsors from around the island, which we're just so grateful. They've donated some amazing things.
Yeah.
And we've got a massive silent auction. That was the only way we could think to make the best use of the gifts. Yeah. We've got a shark dive from Kelly Talton.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
There'll be a few people interested
in
that.
And we've got Motat. We've got Butterfly Creek family passes.
Butterfly Creek is
super
fabulous. I used to live across the road from a butterfly place where they used to have butterflies. And I used to go along and look at it myself quite often. It's just fun, because butterflies have got that lovely sort of fairy feeling about it. But adults like it too.
One day when I went to Butterfly Creek, as it landed on my head.
Did it, sweetheart?
Did it really? Oh.
Yeah,
isn't
we do all this fundraising, and it goes towards excursions off the island during the year. And we go to Butterfly Creek, the zoo, this year. Where did we go this year, sweetie? Do you remember? We went to Snow Planet.
Yeah.
The kids all went to Snow Planet and had a lovely time.
So this is what the money's used for.
Yes, a lot of the money's used for funding for excursions. A lot of families don't get off the island that much, and they're fully funded, these groups, trips we've gone to. We've had 70 people on the last Snow Planet trip.
Really?
It's massive.
I remember organising children to go. I got involved with some fundraising, and there were children who'd never been off the island, and they were 5 or 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And it's costly.
It is
costly. If you've got 2 or 3 children and you're a solo mum, that's a lot. Even you're not. Parents these days don't have the money that they used to because things are costly. And that's a lot of money.
So our playgroup families get to go on a couple excursions a year. We went on a beautiful boat trip, hired a little party boat and took all the children out to Rangitoto and the other island just off the coast here.
Yeah.
And they had a lovely day. That was at the late summer.
That must take some organising.
It does. It does. Yes, I'm the excursions officer. So
are you? Oh, so you're the one that gets to organise it.
Yeah, I've got to organise help with the fare to make some more money to get the children on excursions.
So that's really great.
Yeah.
So it's the major fundraiser. So you really want
once
people.
Once a year we have the fundraiser. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's wonderful. And you're going to make cupcakes.
You're going to make
and they're
cupcakes,
going to be fairy ones?
Fairy ones?
Yeah.
Great. And we're going to have, for the first time this year, we're having a old-fashioned spin the wheel raffle.
Oh, those are wonderful
And
things.
One of the dads is going to be on the loud inhaler and rock on up, and it's $2 a ticket, and there's a couple of prizes per round, and he spins it a couple of times, and there's going to be a massive table full of beautiful products that have been donated around the island.
If you can get someone who's really good and got the gift of the gab, and what man hasn't?
Yeah, Ed's huge. He's a big man.
You've got to have the gift
of
your gab in life if you're a male to get yourself out of whatever you've got into. And
we will have a live band as well.
Really?
Do you know who the
live band is?
Sorry.
Oh, right. It's a band.
It's a band.
And
one of the
live.
Dads. Yeah, he's good.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, that's just so great. And the kids are going to have a great time.
Yes. And the weather's looking fantastic. It's settled for later in the week.
Yeah, and shark dive at Kelly Tarleton. That'd be scary. It'd be fun, though. Because kids like sharks.
Yes.
I know one of my I've got a great niece and nephew. I was born very late in the family. And he's into sharks, just into sharks. Everything is sharks right now, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, I think that might have to go to one of the parents.
I would, but he'd want to be in it.
Kira, did you want to go on the shark dive, darling? Did she told me she wanted to go on it.
Oh, I did.
Maybe when you're a bit bigger, sweetheart.
Yeah, but they'd like to. They can look at them, though. They can go to Kelly Tartan's.
I
haven't been to Kelly Tartan's for a long time. And I couldn't believe it. I walked under and there was all this fish floating above me and swimming above me and looking up. It was fabulous. I think it's really great. So that's a lot of good stuff. Designer clothing.
Yes.
Who doesn't like designer clothing?
Absolutely. We've got beautiful, some Avoca merino possum knitwear. That's
really?
Been donated. Yes.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And
so
get all
silent auction. That'll be in the silent auction.
Yep. And you can got restaurant vouchers so you can get all dressed up and go out to the restaurant.
Yes, there's two waterfront restaurant in Auckland. $100 vouchers. We've got two of those.
Really? $100 ones in the city?
Yes.
Gosh, that's
and
amazing.
And we've got, with a lot of the city events, we're putting Fullers has donated ferry passes to go with them. So if you get a dinner out, you've got your ferry pass as well.
Yeah, I know some people that won it. But the big drawback was the return ferry trip.
Mm.
That was a bit hard for them.
Yes.
But some friends helped them.
Yep.
But they were so over the moon to have won it, they just couldn't believe it.
Well,
they were actually scared because they hadn't really done that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're a hard-working family with quite a few kids, and money just doesn't go quite like it used to. So it's wonderful for these organisations like your own. So do you have a committee or a trust board or something runs it?
We have a committee of, it's about 6 people that run the playgroup. We have a coordinator that coordinates the whole playgroup, and it's funded by Ministry of Education. And we get grants from the lottery, so we have a paid coordinator.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, how fabulous.
And we have a treasurer that helps apply for all the funding and tracks all the money. Yeah. It's a well-organised run operation.
I'm
a volunteer, yeah. So I just do it for fun.
But where would we be in New Zealand if it wasn't for volunteers? Mm. And the funding that comes. There's a lot of generous funding out there.
Yes.
That comes, because I know I'm the manager of the Wish Trust, and I know that the mental health facility, and we raise a lot of money. We need to keep our property up, and people are very generous.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's amazing. Well, thank you very much, Bridget, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And is there any more you'd like to think we should know? Nothing more?
We told everybody about everything. What about the little prizes for the lucky dip? Do you want to tell everybody about them? The little, what are they, little eggs?
Little eggs.
And they're lucky dip, and there's a prize inside, isn't
there? Yeah.
Everyone gets a prize.
Everyone gets a prize.
Everyone gets a prize. Yep. That's lovely. I love that idea. I think it's great when everyone gets a prize.
But you have to put a blind over your face.
Oh, right. Oh. So you like talking on the radio? You think it's good, don't you?
Yes.
Some adults aren't as confident as you. Your sweetheart. She just really is so bright and so confident. And
Kira's four. Just turned four.
And you could do this. I think you could take over my job here.
Yeah.
I think you'd be good. You would too. Yes, I can tell. Oh, you're a real credit to your mum. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's really good. I'm really pleased. So let's just confirm that again while I look for another track to play.
Next Sunday, 20th of October. 10 till 2,
yep.
Rain or shine.
Yep.
We've got indoor areas, we've got marquees, pop-up tents. The girls from Crafty Me and Crafty You are decorating the whole place, and it's going to look fantastic.
Right. Okay.
And the big tent. Yes, we've already practiced putting the big tent up.
Big tent. Oh, yes. That's got to be I remember we've got a marquee thing, forget what it's called now, here, and we had to practice.
Yes, putting it up.
We actually got it from Google, how to do it.
Yeah.
And this, but all the people at the market, they do theirs every week, so they were showing us. We were hopeless. We almost put it upside down, I think.
Well, the children put it up
fun
last
in the
week,
tent.
Didn't you? Yes.
Oh, they love all these things. So it's going to be a great time. So have you got your fairy all dress already?
Yep.
All right. Oh, you've got all the pretty things? And what colour is it?
Red.
Red? Really? Bright colour red. I was going to say pink. It's fun. I like the ballet and want to go, and you see all the young girls all dressed up in their fairy costumes going along. They have a great time. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in. What a wonderful organisation. I mean, I knew there was various ones, but I not ever having children, and I didn't know. Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.